This is Mr. Moto. Mr. I.A. Moto.
Once again, NBC brings you Pulitzer Prize winner Don P. Marquand's fabulous and mysterious Mr. Moto, international agent extraordinary, the inscrutable, crafty, and courageous little Oriental whose exploits have endeared him to millions of Americans in another adventure in the world of mystery and international intrigue.
Everything in my training, my ancestry, and my soul revolted at the desecration of Commander Driscoll's grave. He was buried here in the American cemetery at Yokohama. I knew who had killed him and why. I knew something else, too. And it was this knowledge that prompted my desperate action. I knew that the Kerloff paper had been buried with Commander Driscoll, hidden in the heel of his right shoe. A disinterment order through regular channels would cause too much comment. I had no choice then but to rob his grave. With Major Grant's help, it was done quietly and respectfully. We dug silently from midnight until 2 a.m. Fortunately, the cemetery in Yokohama is away from the city, and the coffin was exposed. Major Grant removed his cap. I bowed my head.
May God have mercy upon his soul.
Amen.
Mr. Moto, can't we risk a light?
No, no. In Yokohama, even graveyards have eyes. See if you can open the coffin.
He hasn't had a chance to rust yet. Our respects, Commander Driscoll. We're sorry.
The paper is in the heel of the right shoe, Major Grant.
Well, shall I just...
Commander Driscoll has already given his life for his country. He would not now quibble at giving so small an item as a shoe. Take it off.
Yes, Mr. Moto. Here.
Thank you. Now, close the coffin.
Mr. Moto.
Yes?
I'm scared.
But you are controlling it excellently. The mark of a brave man.
Look, grave robbing's a bit out of my line.
We have behaved with respect and dignity. Wherever Commander Driscoll's soul is resting, I know he will understand.
You want to make sure the paper's an issue?
That can wait until we return to my hotel. Let the earth fall gently, Major Grant. Heroes deserve repose that is undisturbed. Major Grant?
Thanks. Well, we made it.
Everything has gone very, very well. I am very, very pleased. Do you think anyone could know of this?
I have a feeling we've been watched ever since I picked you up at 9.
Yokohama is a mysterious city.
I had the queerest feeling in the graveyard.
Ah, yes?
That Wu Lai Fu was watching us. Just thinking about that guy makes me shake all over.
I suppose he is one of the most evil men in the world. Well, the shoe. Give it to me, please. Thank you. Now, perhaps you have a penknife?
Sure. Here.
Thank you very much. Such an obvious place to hide a paper in the heel of a shoe. Poor Commander Driscoll.
Can you get the heel off?
Yes.
Mr. Moto, just exactly what is the Kerloff paper?
It affects the entire balance of power in the Pacific. If the enemy got it now, it would be possible for an enemy battleship or submarine to cross the Pacific, bombard our west coast, and return without refueling. Commander Driscoll followed it twice across the Orient. Before they got him, he told his servant where it was. The servant came to me. Ah. Major Grant, tonight the gods have smiled on our humble efforts.
Is it there?
Yes. But this is impossible.
Well, what's the matter?
Here, read it.
Well, I can't read Japanese.
It is Chinese. Major Grant, I was so very, very sure, and now I am so very, very distressed.
Well, what's it say?
It says the Kerala paper is hidden in the house of Ma Fushan. As for you, it is a village in China near Hong Kong. It might just as well be upon another planet.
Well, Mr. Moto, it was a darn good try.
I have lost faith. Oh, I am an idiot, son of a thousand idiots.
In my book, you're the bravest little guy I've ever worked for. Don't blame yourself. You did everything you could.
We shall go to you.
Go to... Are you crazy? It's in enemy territory.
I shall go by myself.
Well, you'd be knocked off so fast you wouldn't know what happened.
I will not allow Wu Lai Fu and that woman to triumph.
But they haven't got it either. Remember that.
My first object is to get the Kerala paper for the United States government. Failing that, I wish to make very sure that no one else gets it. At the moment, it is hidden in a remote Chinese village. Until it is in my hands or else destroyed, my mission has failed. Major Grant.
Yes?
The Imata Maru sails from Yokohama for Hong Kong in the morning.
And the minute you got off it in Hong Kong, you'd be dead.
Men die for faith who have never been inside a church. And men die for their country, although they have spent their lives criticizing it. Get our tickets and make the necessary arrangements, please. We will go aboard the Imata Maru as early as possible in the morning.
Well, at least we're on board ship in one piece.
We were followed from the hotel.
The coolie? Oh, Mr. Moto, we're walking right into their backyard. We set one foot outside the international settlement in Hong Kong and we're dead. Just like that.
Let us please be cheerful, Major Grant. We are sailing from one of the most famous ports in the world. Look, out there. Kimonos, kamas, trousers, and dresses. Two waves of unrelated cultures. And they are meeting and mixing happily.
Mr. Moto.
What is it?
Quick, turn your back to the gangplank.
Ah.
I told you they wouldn't let us get out of Yokohama.
Wu Lai Fu?
Yes, with about 10 servants who look like professional wrestlers. And the Russian woman is with them.
Have they seen us?
It'll only be a matter of time.
I will go instantly to my cabin. Join me there the moment they raise the gangplank.
I tell you, we're both going to end up as corpses in the middle of the China Sea.
Major Grant?
Yes, let me in.
I don't think they saw me.
Well?
Wu Lai Fu will get to the crew. They're all Chinese. I tell you, we're dead.
Major Grant, we are on a Japanese boat, bound for a city under British control. Most important of all, we are American citizens.
And the whole darn crew, every one of them is Chinese. Wu Lai Fu's traveling with 10 servants. One of them is the big mute, Cheng. Phew, I wish I was in Iowa. Do you know what they call Wu Lai Fu in Hong Kong?
The man with a thousand eyes.
He murders as calmly as you drink tea.
Let us reconstruct what they are thinking. They believe I have the Kerala paper. That is why they are following me. First, they will search this cabin. When they find nothing, they will assume I am carrying it on my person. They will not dare to attack me on the ship. They will wait until we dock in Hong Kong. Do you agree?
No. If they search the cabin and don't find it, they'll toss you overboard. Wu Lai Fu will find some way of killing you. On or off this ship won't matter.
Where is his cabin?
He's traveling deluxe. A deck, five of them in a row. His private army, the Russian woman, and himself.
She is a mystery.
Probably playing both sides against the middle.
I am not sure she is Russian. I have heard her speak Chinese and Spanish.
Well, she calls herself Alexandra Karanska. Stalingrad or Staten Island, you pick it.
She is what we would call at home a dish.
Garbo, Irene Dunn, and Alona Massey, all rolled into one.
See what you can find out, will you? See if they know it was not the Kerala paper, but only a message.
You mean I should just ask her?
Come, Major Grant, you are 33. You are good-looking and strong. She, after all, is only a woman.
Only a woman?
But of course.
Half lioness, half tigress, and the rest TNT.
Come, Major Grant, I don't have to tell you how to do it. You have done it before.
Yes, but always just for the fun of it.
I do not intend to leave this cabin until we reach Hong Kong. You must be my eyes and my ears. Alexandra Karanska is a beautiful woman. You are a handsome young man. You will have no difficulty picking up an acquaintance in the bar. Talk to her. Find out if they know it is not the Kerala paper.
Major Grant, we have walked 11 times around this deck. Must we be so athletic?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you tired?
I see no point in ruining my feet. Let us stand here at the rail.
Swell night, isn't it?
Very beautiful. Those must be the lights of Kawasaki. We will soon reach the Asumi Straits.
Yes.
Major Grant, may we drop the amenities now?
Well, what do you mean?
You are traveling with Mr. Moto. After all, the Imoto Maru is not the Queen Mary. Ulaifu and I saw you standing with him at the rail when we came up the gangplank.
Then why ask me?
You must not feel any animosity toward me. We are both of us working for our respective countries. It's more than many people do.
And what is your respective country?
At the moment, I'm an Argentine citizen.
Avita loaned you the sables?
Please, I do not insult you or President Truman. Surely we can behave with good manners?
Touché. I'm sorry, excuse me.
Major Grant, I wish you would trust me. I do not want the Chinese communists to get the Karloff paper either.
Don't you?
No. That is why I must know if Mr. Moto has it. Please tell me, has he got it?
You don't know.
If I did, I would not ask.
Well, then the evening has been a complete success. Good night, Miss Karanska. If you'll excuse me, I'll be getting back to my cabin. Getting lots of sleep is something...
If you do not mind, we will go this way.
Oh, now, let's not be dramatic. You can't shoot guns off on a boat like this.
Heng!
Now, look, honey, you're acting like a flea-bitten Matahari, and the role doesn't particularly... Holy cats!
This is Cheng. He's a mute. For centuries, his ancestors were wrestlers at the Imperial Palace in Nanking. He follows me everywhere at a safe distance. The moment you see is unemployed. He's also been known to break a man's neck quite silently in 4 seconds. A-deck is quite deserted.
I don't think that will be necessary.
Major Grant, you are charming. This way, if you please.
Are we going visiting?
Ulaifu would like to talk to you.
Oh, his parties must be dowsers. The guests don't turn up, he breaks their necks.
You have quite a sense of humor, have you not? This door, please. Go ahead. Cheng, on the fire.
If he lays a finger on me, I'll scream the boat down.
Oh. Major Grant, I presume.
You do, but I won't argue about it. And would you mind asking Buster here to stop breathing down my neck? He reminds me of Roquefort cheese.
Ching! Papang! You and Alexandre have had a visit?
I do not think they have got it.
Did you find out?
No.
I see. Major Grant, this is all very dangerous. I bear no ill will towards you or Mr. Moto. But I mean to have that paper. If you were not an American citizen, I would have you stabbed and thrown overboard. Instead, you will give me your passport.
Try and get it.
Ching. Dong chuan. Guayang.
Hey, you come near me, you big ape, and I'll...
Alexander, will you go through the barbarian's pockets? To touch him makes me ill. Even the smell of him is disgusting.
Yes. Here it is.
Tear it up. Excellent. A most effective way of preventing his leaving the boat at all in Hong Kong. Jing! Ninjalaj, Bing! Alexandra.
Yes.
We shall detain the good Major Grant overnight. Possibly longer, we shall see. This will leave you quite free to work undisturbed on Mr. Moto. It is a half hour past 10. Suppose you begin immediately.
Let me in, please. Please let me in. They are watching me. Hurry. Oh, what I am doing is so dangerous.
Beautiful Russian. This is so very, very pleasant.
I am not Russian. I was Russian.
I do not understand.
I will try to tell you. My real name is Sonia Karloff.
Karloff?
Peter Karloff was my father. The Karloff paper belongs to me.
I was right. You are playing both the sides against the middle.
Listen. My father and I got out of Russia when I was a little girl. He did not think the regime would last. It did last. And they wanted him to invent according to the party line. The molecules were connoisseurs of politics. We escaped. And he took the Karloff paper with him. It was all he had, all he was able to save. Mr. Moto, you have got to believe me.
I am so very, very interested. Please, go on.
Always they hounded us. From Moscow to Paris, then to New York, then to Buenos Aires, then finally to Shanghai. Always the secret police were two steps behind us. One night, when I was visiting with friends, they broke into our house.
In Shanghai?
Yes. They beat my father so badly that he died. He gave the Karloff paper to a faithful Chinese servant named Ma Fushan. Ma Fushan took it to Commander Driscoll. When he left Commander Driscoll's hotel, he was shot. The next morning, Commander Driscoll was also murdered. Wu Lai Fu had him killed.
You are making muddy water clear, my child.
I've got to get it, Mr. Moto. I have no money, no country. The Karloff paper is all I have, and it rightfully belongs to me. Please, Mr. Moto, trust me. I do not want them to have it either. It is mine. By right of succession, it is mine. Wu Lai Fu had you and Major Grant watch the night you opened Commander Driscoll's grave. Please tell me, Mr. Moto. Did you find it?
Miss Karloff, you are a very lovely girl. Your father was a great man. At the moment, it is not necessary for me to cooperate with you. If the situation should change, I will let you know.
You will not trust me.
I think you are a very dangerous young woman. What have you done with Major Grant?
Wu Lai Fu has him tied up in one of the cabins on A-deck.
Can you release him?
If I'm caught, Wu Lai Fu will kill me.
That is a risk you must take. I will make a bargain with you. I will tell you where the Karloff paper is hidden tomorrow night in my room in the Imperial Hotel in Hong Kong.
You will? I have your word for this, Mr. Morton.
Yes. In return, you will do something for me.
Anything, anything.
Release Major Grant. He has something I need.
I'm afraid that...
Wu Lai Fu does not mean to keep him prisoner forever.
No. No, but it is so dangerous.
If I am to get to Hong Kong, I need Major Grant's help. You want to know where the paper is. I want Major Grant. It is a fair exchange.
All right. I will do the best I can.
Let us hope, my child, that you exceed your best. Otherwise, the Karloff paper will stay where it is forever. The girl was deathly white, and rightly or wrongly, I believed her. The Amato Maru surged through the black night and the phosphorescent sea. By noon the next day, we had approached quite close to the south coast, and I could see from my porthole the ceaseless, teeming world of China, with its poverty, its despair, its communism. Besides occasional launches and tugs, there were Chinese junks under sail, moving ponderously up great banks of brown canvas, slatted with bamboo. At the bow of each was a pair of painted eyes which make the hulls look like living monsters. In an hour, we would enter Hong Kong Harbor. In two more, we would be docked. I stripped down to nothing but my trousers and resolved to wait until the last possible moment. Who is it?
It's me, Grant.
Ah.
One of Wu Lai Fu's strong men gave me a going over. Tore up my passport and stuck me in with a couple of coolies. The girl got me out of it.
Huh? How?
Oh, made up a story about my having a heart condition. Said if I died in Chinese territory, the whole U.S. Navy would want to know why.
They tore up your passport?
I won't be able to disembark at Hong Kong.
Yes, I think you will. I have a friend. But before that, give me your tobacco pouch.
Tobacco pouch?
It is rubber and watertight. Empty it, quickly, please.
Okay, just a sec.
When I get ashore, I will see Sir John Redding at the British Embassy. I did him a trifling favor once.
I think he will be able to arrange for an American citizen to land in Hong Kong without benefit of passport.
Say, do you know everybody?
Everybody that is important. Give me your tobacco pouch, please. Thank you. Now, my money.
What are you going to do?
Jump overboard.
Jump overboard?
Next, the message. Yes, Major Grant, we are now quite close to shore.
Well, it's over a mile. You think you can swim that far?
If I do not, life in the Orient is cheap. Now, open the porthole, please.
Well, I don't like this.
Do not worry, Major Grant. I will meet you in my room tonight at the Imperial Hotel. Sometimes it is a good thing to be small.
My name is Wu Lai Fu. I trust you are feeling better.
Mr. Wu, your launch might have killed me.
Fortunately, it did not. Mr. Moto, I understand Japanese faces. I can make you tell the truth.
Are you threatening me?
Exactly.
I was brought here by force. I did not ask to come. Of the courtesy of the Chinese, I have heard much. Now I know you have bad manners.
You were picked out of the river like a half-drowned rat. I thought you might attempt something like this. I arranged to have my horns follow the Yamato Maru to the moment she entered the Hong Kong estuary. You have been bathed and fed. You are standing before me in my calls. The lowest Chinese coolie would have bowed and thanked me. However, you have already sung for your supper, Mr. Moto, so you may go. We found the message in your tobacco pouch. Your money, of course, will be returned and your passport. The clothes you may consider as the grateful gift of Wu Lai Fu.
You are very, very kind.
Goodbye, Mr. Moto. You understand there is no animosity.
I understand that. Very well.
Then my chauffeur will drive you to the Imperial Hotel.
Karloff, you are looking very beautiful. You will forgive the untidiness of our room, please. Major Grant and I just arrived.
Mr. Moto, you made me a promise.
Which I intend to keep. Unfortunately, there has been a slight mistake. I tried to escape from the Yamato Maru before it docked. A launch belonging to Wu Lai Fu picked me up. And now has the message.
Please tell me. Tell me what the message was.
The message was a lie. It said the Karloff paper was hidden in the house of Ma Fushan at Fuyu. Since arriving in Hong Kong, I have sought out Ma Fushu's son. The family did not live at Fuyu. They lived at a farm village, Wang Ten, a few miles outside of Qingchao.
Yes, yes, I know it well.
You have been there?
Yes, Ma Fushan took me when I was a child.
Major Grant, you will forgive his not being fully dressed. He is shaving. Major Grant, can you come, please?
Yes, I'm finished now. Oh.
Let us have no hard feelings for Miss Karloff. She is on our side. Miss Karloff, I admit that morally the Karloff paper is yours. It is your father's invention. I presume you wish to sell it?
Yes.
What is it exactly?
My father worked with crude petroleum for many years, Major Grant. He invented the catalytic process of cracking crude oil so that 1 gallon would do the work of two. The Karloff paper is a chemical analysis of this process based on an improvement on the Burgas formula. The communists want it. They want it so badly they'll do anything to get it. And it belongs to me.
And you will sell it?
Yes, to the highest bidder.
Correction, please. To me. For $1 million.
Have you got the money?
I have an authorization from the government to draw a draft on the Bank of England in Hong Kong for this amount. Sir John Redding of the British Embassy will be here any moment.
But how can I sell it to you if it is hidden in Wang Ten?
Believe me, my child, I have thought of that. Major Grant, you are a pilot?
Well, I was in World War II.
Good. Then I think we are making progress. I think that by the time Wu Lai Fu discovers the message is a lie, we shall have the Karloff paper safe in the vault of the Bank of England. Ah, the Union Jack is about to unfurl. Come in.
My dear Sir John, it is so very, very nice to see you.
My dear friend, may I say the same?
This is Major Grant and Miss Karloff. Sir John Rennie.
How do you do?
Delighted.
I shall come immediately to the point, if you will allow me to. Major Grant, Miss Karloff, and I wish to fly to Wang 10. It is a matter of the most vital importance. Can you get a plane for us?
I say, that's asking for a good bit, isn't it?
I would not embarrass you if it were necessary.
You have to fly over the sea all the way. Wang 10 is near Qingzhou, isn't it?
Yes.
Those blathering commies may take a pot at you.
Miss Karloff, once we have landed at Wang 10, how long will it take you to locate the house of Ma Fushan? Get the paper and return to the plane.
A quarter hour.
Can you do it in half that time? 7 minutes?
Yes.
Good.
Qingzhou is along the line of the Mukden Tinsen Railroad. The right of which is chock full of anti-aircraft.
Sir John, we simply must go.
Then if that's the case, I'd better pitch in and help instead of raising objections. If you fly over the sea to the Bohing Gulf, keeping land on the left, you'll only have to fly over 2 miles of enemy territory. You can fly south of Qingzhou, then inland.
And can you get us a plane?
There's an observation aircraft at the airport that's been assigned to me personally. Take it. I'll have it fueled and a spot of lunch put aboard. Want to start first thing in the morning, the forecast is clear. Be a ripping day for a flight.
Sir John, it is so very, very nice that Americans and Britishers are such very, very good friends. We flew to Wang 10 in 3 hours. Our fuel was exactly half gone. If we could get what we wanted quickly enough, we could return to the plane and take off before troops could intervene. The earth came up to meet us. We could see the entire tiny village, the little mud huts, so precise, so neat. We had arrived at Wang 10. The sight of the three of us appearing so suddenly from the sky had drawn the entire village. The men and women had simple faces, kind faces, honest blue clothing stained from field labor. An old man felt timidly of my leather jacket. The children stared at Major Grant's goggles. The women chatted over Alexandra's mink cape. Major Grant stayed with the plane. A man took Alexandra and me to the house of Ma Fushan. It was a homely place, like a peasant's house in France. There was a stove made in Illinois. The floor was mud, a crude wooden dresser with utensils on it. It was stark poverty, grimly efficient. Ma Fushan's nephew, Fly Dam, took the paper from the wooden dresser and gave it to us.
For 1,000 moons, I have saved this paper for your venerable father.
Thank you, Sui.
I give it then to his honorable daughter and her friend.
Thank you very much.
If you please forgive my wretched stupidity, I will hand the paper only to the daughter of Karloff.
Thank you, Sui. Would you leave us for a moment?
1,000 pardons. But remember, if the soldiers have seen the plane, it will soon be too late to leave.
I will remember. Goodbye, Mr. Morton.
Goodbye.
I do not understand.
I'm staying here. The house of Ma Fushan is quiet, and I'm tired.
You agreed to sell me the Karloff paper.
Mr. Morton, I do not care about submarines being able to cross the Pacific, shell the coast of California, and then return without refusal.
I must insist that you give it to me.
If you hurt me, Ma Fushan will never let your plane take off. There are 400 men in this village. I've only to call out. Most of them are back at the plane watching it. And Major Grant.
Miss Karloff, I have come 6,000 miles for that paper, and I intend to have it.
Your mission was to get it, was it not?
And to prevent it falling into enemy hands.
Would that satisfy you? You agree that the Karloff paper is morally mine.
What do you suggest?
That we burn it. I'm tired of war, Mr. Moto. This invention of my father's will never be used against America. Nor will it ever be used by America against anyone else. I have lived most of my life through a war. I'm tired of it. I think it is time the individual took these matters into his or her hands. The coals are hot, Mr. Moto. Do you agree?
You are burning $1,000,000.
My father intended this for peace. If it is not to be used for peace, it will not be used at all. That can be my contribution to peace. $1,000,000. The Karloff paper. Call it what you will.
Now you'd better hurry back to the plane. It is dangerous to stay here too long.
Alexandra, I think your father would approve.
I wish you a good night, blessed with sleep, charmed with contentment.
James Monk starred as Mr. Moto. The script was written and directed by Harry W. Junkins.